some Kalami call it over the I am more familiar with the word Ash'ar. One is just Ash'ar or poetry in which there isn't any meaning. The Ahlullah, the compilations, there's great messages in that. There's Ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala that they speak about. Islah of our nafs and rectification and correction. It is awaz, it is nasihat in the form of poetry. So it is not just poetry just to entertain or for entertainment purposes, but it is great nasihat, waz on its own. It is a lecture if you want to understand it that way. But in poetry form, inshallah, Mawla will recite some ash'ar of our Shaykh al-Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The title of these couplets which Hazrat Wala Mawla Hakim Akhtar Sahib has given, Jalsa e Qurb e Muhabbat.
محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے اگرچہ راہ تقوی میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں اگرچہ محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے
Just these opening stanzas have so much of meaning. And the reality is that only such types of people are able to compile this type of ashar or these types of poetry in whose hearts there is the fire of the love of Allah Ta'ala burning. You know, these people, we cannot outwardly, they look just like us, they are human beings. But really sometimes they are in a different world. What they possess in their hearts, that is why we are told to spend time in the company and associate with them. Because this what we talk of, the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, the ishq of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala, it doesn't just come like that. That is why my Shaykh Mawla Yusuf rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, he used to recite these ash'ar or these stanzas, these couplets many a times, that ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. This fire of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, you see a candle, one candle gets its flame from another candle. So similarly, the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala that it resides in the hearts of these awliya Allah, The only way that we can get that in our hearts is to go and attach ourselves to them, is to go and stay near them. Sometimes you will find zubah khamosh. The tongue is absolutely still. They're not speaking anything. The condition is this, that zubah khamosh. The tongue is absolutely, it is still. They're not speaking anything. Dil rota rehta hai. Their hearts are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hearts are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Sahib rahmatullah alayh, Khalifa, high ranking Khalifa of Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayh. So he mentions that people went to Thana Bowen to Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayh for various reasons. Some went because of his knowledge, some went because of his taqwa and whatever. He said, when I went to take from him what he had in his heart. I went to take from him that which he had in his heart. What did he have in his heart? On one occasion, Hazrat Thani Ramtullah Ali went to his Shaykh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Ramtullah Ali. And it was that time when Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Ramtullah Ali, he was a great personality. He was at the latter part of his life. So whatever kitabs that he had accumulated, those kitabs were now being distributed because he was unable to make use of them. So I imagine if there's a great personality like that, and if he's telling his murids, if he's telling his associates that the kitabs are here, take the kitabs, whoever wants, whichever kitab, take it. So everyone start, you know, going and searching the kitab and say, which kitab we can take, this kitab, that kitab. But one person was not taking anything. So that person was asked, why aren't you taking anything? So he said, Hazrat, I haven't come here to take kitabs. I have came here to take of that which you have in your heart. And who was this person? It was Hazrat Thani Ramtullah Ali. Upon this, the Shaykh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Ramtullah Ali, was so overjoyed with this answer of the murid and of his beloved murid. So he mentioned this couplet. He said, Sad kitab wa sad waraq dar narakun. Sad kitab wa sad waraq dar narakun. Sinara az noore hapkul zarakun. With hundreds of kitabs and thousands of pages, put them in the fire. Sinara az noore hapkul zarakun. All these kitabs and everything, the knowledge that is there is for what? Is to bring the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. Is to bring the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. To light the heart. To bring the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala into the heart. That is what it is. And what do we go to the awliya Allah for? It is not just, my Shaykh al-Mawla Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to mention many a times, although this was his humility once again, he used to say that if you want knowledge and if you want increased knowledge, then go other places. If you want increase in knowledge, then go other places, because here there will not be much that you will have as far as increasing knowledge is concerned, because it's the same things that are repeated over and over again. It's the same thing. Yes, if you want the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, recognition of Allah Ta'ala, the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, then this is the place to come. So these people sometimes, you know, we think that they are silent. We think that they are silent. On one occasion, someone went to his khanqah. And it so happened that this person traveled the distance and he came. So when he came there, he was told, or he came to know, that Hazrat wasn't well. The Mahasha Wasila Sahib Abdullah Ali wasn't well. So he was seated in his Majlis Khana, or lying down there, and whoever came, the guest, they sat there. And for whatever period of time, 45 minutes, one hour, they sat there, and there was absolutely no speech, there was no talking, nothing. It was absolutely quiet. So this particular person that came, this outsider, so he got up, and together with that, there was a sigh sort of that he gave. You know, and what was that sigh in aid of? You know, it was a type of regret and disappointment that he felt that I came so far, and I came to listen to the Shaykh, I came to listen to his nasihat. I came from so far. I sat here 1 hour. I imagine it's not traveling like us, where we have air-conditioned vehicles, or sometimes we're traveling by flights and going to our Shaykhs and whatever else. In those difficult times, and especially with the heat, and you know, sometimes from one station to the next, from a bus station, a bus stop, and then a train station, and changing of vehicles and changing of buses and taxis and whatever, and then you get to your destination, and walking and whatever else. After all the difficulty, a person is reaching there, and there's nothing. He hasn't heard anything. So when the Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, realized this person has sighed out of this disappointment that he hasn't heard anything, so he passed this comment. What was the comment? He says that jisko meri khamoshi se fayda na ho, usko meri zuban ya meri baaton se fayda nahi hoga. That person who cannot benefit from my silence will not benefit from my speech. Because you must remember, when they are silent, their hearts are not going to sleep. Their hearts are connected to Allah Ta'ala. The compiler of the Ash'ar that is in this kitab here, Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Manzoom Rahmatullah Ali, one of also a senior Khalifa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. So on one occasion, he went with his group of people into a park, and whilst there, you know, everyone is enjoying the beauty of the flowers, the fragrance, different colors, nature, the clean and pure air. So everyone is observing that, happy, talking, and then suddenly the Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he just stopped and he asked everyone to stop. He said, I want to ask you that from the time that you have entered here, has your heart remained with Allah Ta'ala, or has it become ghafil from Allah Ta'ala? Have you still remembered Allah Ta'ala? In spite of being here, have you still remembered Allah Ta'ala? Or whilst engaging in your speech and in your admiring the nature and whatever, have you forgotten Allah Ta'ala? So everyone was stunned. And then Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, Alhamdulillah, from the time that we have come here up to now, I haven't been ghafil, I haven't been negligent of Allah Ta'ala. So outwardly they may look that they are quiet or they are engaged in something, but their hearts are attached to Allah Ta'ala. That is why our Mashayikh mentioned, sometimes, you know, when you go to the Shaykh and he is busy with something, busy with writing, or he's busy with whatever, then at that time, don't ignore, just don't think that, you know, start talking to someone. See, at that time, have your heart focused to the heart of the Shaykh. Sometimes you become negligent of this. Sometimes you'll find that, you know, there's a majlis, something. The Shaykh is busy with something or talking to someone. So we think, you know, because he is talking, we will also start talking. So we lose the opportunity. These are those opportunities where we have an opportunity to focus our hearts to their hearts, and that is where it comes from. This tongue that is there, it is just a means. It is just a means. This taqwa and this gift that Allah Ta'ala has blessed these people with is not on the tongue, it's in the heart. And it is conveyed heart to heart. It is conveyed heart to heart. That is why sometimes you will find as we've mentioned just now, that they are silent. But if you stay with them, there'll be some type of feeling that you... Shaykh al-Mawlana Yunus al-Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that on one occasion. It was, I think, the 23rd of Ramadan, Ramzan Sharif, coincidentally. He was in Madina Tayyibah, and after finishing the Salat and Salam and whatever from Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they went to the hotel, and there were some of the murids and mutaliqeen and all, so they made some khidmat, and after that it was time up, so everyone went away, and those that were left was Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali and Hazrat Mir Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Khadim al-Khas of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So Hazrat mentions that suddenly Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, see, he got up, he said, "Chalo." So Hazrat Mir Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is asking Hazrat, "Kahan chale? Where should we go?" He said, "Ye mat poochho kahan chalna hai, chalna ho to chalo, if you have to come, come, if you don't want to come." As Maulana Yunus, "Aap aayenge?" Hazrat said, "Ji, I'm coming. I wuzu kar leta, I've just performed my wuzu and I'm coming." So he got ready, he came. And they came to the Masjid Sharif. And Hazrat says, Hazrat Maulana Yunus rahimahullah ta'ala says, that something unique, that being the 23rd night of Ramadan al-Mubarak, Hazrat said, generally we know what the atmosphere in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be. It's full, you know, crowd and everything. Hazrat says, Ajib came in, it was just few people, and to the extent that Allah Ta'ala gave him the faith of even going in Riyazul Jannah. And then after that they came in front to convey the salam. So Hazrat says that whilst Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was conveying his salam to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, says the tears rolling down his cheeks. And Hazrat says that whilst my Shaykh, the Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was in this condition and engrossed, he says, "I felt an opportunity and I just held the hand of my Shaykh." And he says, "Don't ask me what went through me. This is that heart." He just held the hand of his Shaykh. And as long as they stood thereafter, he held. When Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was over with the Salat and Salam, he walked out, Hazrat walked out with him. Hazrat Maulana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, out of muhabbat, he did that. But he felt that it was disrespect. So he asked Hazrat, he said, "Hazrat, mujhe maaf farma de, forgive me for." So the Shaykh, the muhabbat of the Shaykh for the murid. So then the Shaykh says to Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, "Ki jo mangna tha aapke liye mang liya." Whatever Hazrat attributes, whatever he got after that due to this dua of his Shaykh. He said that whatever I needed to ask for you, I have asked for you. This was the barakat of the Shaykh. This is the barakat of that heart that they possess. When the du'as of these people come out, then, you know, you don't have, there's not much talking. My Shaykh al-Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, since this topic, just one stanza that has been read. However, things from my Shaykh al-Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that when something Allah Ta'ala puts to the heart, I will say it. I don't know for whose benefit Allah Ta'ala is making me say it. My benefit, someone's benefit. Even if I've mentioned it several times, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, say I have no hesitation and reservation in mentioning it, irrespective of how many times I've said it, because it is for someone's benefit that Allah Ta'ala is. Now they could say it, why? Because their talking was based on ikhlas. They had nothing but ikhlas. It was no show business. It was not to impress anyone. It was not to impress the audience and see what my speech is. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, we saw his speech was simple. And whatever Allah Ta'ala put in his heart, sometime he would come prepared to say something and to mention some topic or speak on some topic, and what he mentioned after was totally different, and Hazrat would say that I wasn't supposed to speak. He said that, but if Allah Ta'ala puts it into my heart, then I will say it. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, how they get this, man? This, you know, this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, how does it come into it? It is heart to heart, it is transferred heart to heart. It is not something tangible, that, like a parcel, you make it and give it. It's not like that. It is something that Allah Ta'ala transfers, from heart to heart. And there's occasions for that as well. Hazrat mentions that, it is mentioned regarding Hazrat that on one occasion, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was in Medina Tayyibah. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was also in Medina Tayyibah. A day or so before Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali could leave Medina Tayyibah, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had to left Medina Tayyibah for Jeddah. And it so happened after they left, the Khadims realized that one important bag of Hazrat in which he had his important documents or whatever that got left in Medina Tayyibah. So now who do they phone? So they phoned Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and told him, see, just go back to the hotel, to the room, and check this one of Hazrat's bag that is left, and it's just important documents or whatever is inside. So if it is there, just take it and keep it with you. We'll send someone to pick it up. So immediately, Hazrat went back to the hotel to see whether he could find the bag. And after some query, the bag it was found, and it was at the reception. So Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali took that bag and he went to his hotel. Hazrat had to travel maybe in a few days' time, and his funds at that time were very limited. Now you see, this is what we are saying, heart to heart. So Hazrat Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, see, look at his thinking. When there's muhabbat sikha deti hai adab-e-muhabbat. Muhabbat sikha deti hai adab-e-muhabbat. You got muhabbat for someone, then that muhabbat and that love itself will show you the adab and the etiquettes of muhabbat, what you should do. So Hazrat said to himself that I have this bag of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He phoned and informed him that, listen, I've got the bag. But he said to himself, let it happen to me. If something of mine, important nature, gets left, until I don't have it in my hand, I will not be comfortable. There will be some type of discomfort. The person, there's some type of concern. Okay, when is it going to reach me or what? So when Hazrat realizes, and he said that this would be a mean of some type of parishani for my sheikh, and discomfort for my sheikh. So what he did, he went to the bus stop and he boarded a bus to Jeddah. He boarded a bus to Jeddah. From there he got off at the bus stop wherever Hazrat was, it was the place he was, to take a taxi or whatever and reach that house. When Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah, they informed Hazrat after that Maulana Yunus Sahib is here, he got surprised. However, he was given permission to come in. Of course, and Hazrat had ajeeb muhabbat for Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah and ajeeb muhabbat for Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah. So he saw him, he said, what brought you here? You're not supposed to be here now. You're going to send someone. So he said, Hazrat, I brought the bag. And just for this reason, that this thought came to mind, that although I have the bag with me, but it may be causing you some discomfort until you don't have the bag in your possession. So just to save you that discomfort, I have brought this to you. But when Hazrat mentioned this, the happiness that was expressed by the Shah, and these are those occasions when these things are transferred from heart to heart, the du'as that emanate. And the very same thing happens to parents. parents become, that is why we say, ek to hai dua lena aur ek hai dua dena. That one is to request for duas. We request our parents for duas. We request our mashayikh for duas. We request our asatiza for duas. That is there you request for duas. But one is you become deserving of duas. Your relationship with your parents is of such a, that the parents, even without you requesting them, there's du'as that emanate from the recesses of the heart. That look at my son, what he's doing for me. What khidmat he's doing, what respect he's got for me. Now sometimes you find that unfortunately, the respect that we give to our mashayikh, we give to us, all in its place. But what is the maqam? What is the maqam of the parents? What is the maqam? Allah Ta'ala mentions the Quran in Majid, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. After that, who is it? وَبِالْأَسَاتِذَا وَبِالْمَشَايِخِ إِحْسَانَا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانَا. The rank, the maqam of the parents. Today, unfortunately, whatever comes to mind, as I've mentioned, we'll mention it. There's no topic, there's no subject. Whatever Allah Ta'ala puts to mind, we'll discuss. Sometimes it is such that we will observe that if the parents tell the children something to do, they're not prepared to do it. But let the same thing be said by the sheikh or by the ustad, they're prepared to do it. Why? What is the rank of the what is the maqam of the parents? Sometimes in madrasa you will find that a parent comes and says that, see, I need to tell my son something, but you tell him. Because if I tell him, he's not going to do it. So I said, no, it's not going to happen like that. You tell the child, and he must do what you tell him to do. And we will tell him that he must obey you. This is not the correct procedure. And it's not the correct thing. That, you know, we have that type of respect. Respect for mashayikh is in its place. Respect for asatiza is in its place. But respect for parents, sometimes you find, because our parents, sometimes Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the knowledge of deen. But that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the Quran and Majid in our hearts, so we think we are beyond them. So now they must respect us for what we have in our hearts. But the reality is this, that the maqam that Allah Ta'ala has blessed them. On one occasion I remember, my late father Ramtullah Ali was unwell, he was sick. And it was a Saturday. And our Hazrat Ramtullah Ali used to have informal majlises on a Saturday. Well, that other than Saturday, also Sunday, sometimes in the morning, evening. So on one Saturday, and that was the weekend or that week with my late father Ramtullah Ali wasn't well. So I phoned Hazrat, or I wrote to him, I phoned him, or I SMS him, seeking permission to come, you know, to attend his majlis informal, just to spend some time with him. And Hazrat Ramtullah Ali knew that my father was sick. So Hazrat Ramtullah Ali ordered me, he says, see, if you can make intizam, an arrangement for someone to be with your father and that he's taken care of, then you come, otherwise you stay. See, this is what the mashayikh will teach us. And had he wanted, he could have told me, no, you come away. And whatever, knowing that my father was, what is he showing? What is a ta'aleem? What is a ta'aleem? What is he educating you? And then when I got there, so it was an informal majlis, then Hazrat is meaning that this fellow here, he came, his father is not well. This is what I told him, he has come in. And then Hazrat mentioned something. He says, the rank and the maqam of the parents. And he says that this rank and this maqam has been given to them by none other but Allah Ta'ala. That they should be respected, they should be honored. It is given to them by Allah Ta'ala. And he went further to mention that as long as the parents are obedient to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gives them that rank and gives them that maqam, that they must be obeyed. But no sooner do they become disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala takes that away and says, now you don't be obedient to them, you be obedient to me. In that instance, when the parents are instructing the children to do something that is against the commands of Allah Ta'ala, now Allah Ta'ala takes that away from them, say, now you obey me, you don't obey your parents. Under normal circumstances, you obey the parents. So this is the maqam Allah Ta'ala has given the parents. So from one thing we went to the other. So this, we're talking about, you know, the du'as of the parents. My Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi, his condition, who he was, you know, he was, you know, a wali whose wilayat was endorsed. His wilayat was endorsed, you know. You know, we spoke this morning about Hazrat Gangui Rahmatullah Alayhi, that when the first Dastarbandi Jalsa took place in Darul Uloom Deoband, that is, with the tying of the turbans and the completion, if you wish to just understand it in the word ceremony, or a Jalsa as we would call it. So Hazrat Gangui Rahmatullah Alayhi was called to attend that Jalsa. And Hazrat was not one that gave bayans and, you know, talks and so forth. He was more a person of ilm and knowledge that gave dars and taught kitabs and so forth. However, he came to Darul Uloom Deoband, and in that majma'i, when he just came and sat down, he just came and sat in the place that was, whether it was chair, whatever, his stage, whatever, and said, just him sitting, he didn't even start his talk or say anything. So just his coming and sitting there, said the majma was already crying. That is the face of a wali of Allah Ta'ala. And this has been experienced even with my Shaykh al-Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Those, you know, when you just saw him, then there would be a type of serenity that one would experience within the heart. Now, this, what we are talking of is the du'as. Same with the du'as of the parents. Same is the du'as of the parents. You make the khidmat, respect them. One occasion, one person, Hazrat went elsewhere, so the person complained to Hazrat and mentioned that, Hazrat, you know, I have a brother that stays a distance away from me, and I have my mother who stays with me. My mother stays with me, and I do everything for her. I do everything for her, whatever her needs are, spending and food and all, whatever her needs, she stays with me, I take care of her. But in spite of that, she only has praises for my brother who phones once a while. Once a while, my brother phones, she has praises for him. And for all the khidmat that myself and my family does, there's no recognition to that. So what should I do? So these were those famous words of my Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. And he said that, do for Allah's pleasure and He will give you from His treasure. Do for Allah's pleasure. Now just analyze the statement. Analyze the statement and see the consolation that type of a person would get. What is the analysis? The analysis is this, that I'm making khidmat of my parents, my aged parent, my aged mother, my aged father. Right? I am making the khidmat. But why am I making the khidmat? Why am I serving? Why am I obedient to them? What is the answer? Because it is the hukum of my Allah. Because it is the hukum and the order of my Allah that you respect your parents, obey them, make the khidmat. So it is because of the hukum of my Allah, that is what I am doing. So now whether my parents give me dua or not, or whether they show me that affection or not, that is irrelevant. My Allah must be happy. And sometimes we go to this extent to say that mother whose khidmat you are making, she doesn't even know that you're making a khidmat. So that mother, Allah forbid, she's in coma. You're making every khidmat that you can. Is she able to give you the dua? She can't give you the dua. So for that person who is wanting the dua, he's going to become despondent. He said, no, listen, I'm not getting the dua, so I'm going to leave this khidmat. I'm going to leave this khidmat. Why? Because I'm not getting any duas. And we must make khidmat because we need the duas. Now here I'm not getting them. So remember though, it doesn't work like that. That zat for whom you are doing it, that being for whom you are doing it, he is hay, he is sami', he is basir, he is observing, he is looking. And you are doing, if you are doing it for him, you're doing it for Allah's pleasure. You're doing it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, to attract the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Then that Allah, that same Allah is Shakur. The same Allah is Shakur. And what is Shakur? Is most appreciating. And when Allah is observing and is seeing that you are treating your parents this way, and that parent is unable to give you the dua, you think Allah Ta'ala won't give you directly. And say if it is a hard person like myself, that no matter what type of khidmat you do for the father, he's still jacking you up and he's still giving you all types of hard time and everything. Then too, I'm doing it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. I'm doing it for the, irrespective of what happens to me, irrespective of how he treats me, but no, my Allah told me. This is that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. When this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala is in the heart, then you will find all these things become easy. The person's thinking gets correct. The person's actions, his relationship, whether it is with his family, whether it is with his wife, whether it is with his parents, his brothers and sisters, or whether it is with our Muslimin, or whether it is with any creation of Allah Ta'ala, you find his relationship is different.
محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے
جی پہلے فرسٹ پارٹ
اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ
جی
اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں
in this route when a person is going towards Allah Ta'ala adopting taqwa, there's many things that the person has to strive for, and he's going against his egos, against his desires. And he's taking that pain on the heart. He is taking the pain on the heart. Now, this is that gham that we speak of. We find our mashayikh speak of this gham. It is the pain that one experiences on the heart. This something that I'm addicted to. Or there's some haram that my nafs is inviting me towards or prompting me towards. And I realize at that time that the command of my Allah Ta'ala is this, that don't do this. The nafs is saying do it, and the command of Allah Ta'ala is saying don't do it. Now there's a clash. Now when there is this clash, in being obedient to Allah Ta'ala and going against the nafs, there is this gham, there is this pain that this person will have to take. He'll have to injure his heart. He'll have to crush his heart. He'll have to crush his desires. Say, if this is the command of Allah Ta'ala, then I will not please you. There was once on one occasion, one person on the Jamia Masjid of Delhi, he was sitting and he kept on saying this. He says that, Tu mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi, phir main tera kyun mano? Tu mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi, پھر میں تیرا کیوں مانوں. You are not my Khuda, and I am not your Banda, I am not your slave. Why should I obey you? Now, people are going past, coming down the stairs. Someone is passing fatwa, you know, this is kufr, this, that. Somebody is saying that he is not right in his head. Eventually, one person stopped. He tapped him on. He said, "Bhai, what are you saying? What are you saying?" He said, "I'm saying, you are not my Khuda, you are not my Rabb, and I am not your slave, then why should I obey you?" He said, "But this is kufr statement." So he said, "You are the first sensible person at least that stopped by to find out from me what I am saying." So he said, "In reality, I am addressing my nafs. In reality, I am addressing my nafs. O nafs, you are not my Khuda. You are not my Khuda. And I am not your slave. I am not your slave. Then why should I obey you? Whose slave am I? I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not your slave." So when a person has to go against that nafs, and you know, I mentioned it maybe today or yesterday as well, that sometimes this is what, you know, when we are young or when we are confronted with these types of situations where we have to go against them, we get scared of that, you know. And we're not ready to make that mujahada against that nafs. And on the other hand, what we want? We want to be muttaqi. We want taqwa. On the one hand, we want taqwa. And on the other hand, we shy away from this, from this bout and from this fight with the nafs and overpowering the nafs and crushing the nafs. Our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has explained it beautifully. He said, "You see, everything, there is energy that is needed to drive things, whether it is a vehicle, whether it is an aircraft, or whether, even if it is cooking, you need energy, whether it's in the form of fire or gas or electricity, you need that." So they say, similarly, to get taqwa also, there's some energy that is, there's some fuel that is needed, some fuel that is needed to get this taqwa. And that fuel has to be burnt in order to get this taqwa. So he said, "What is this fuel that has to be burnt in order to get this taqwa?" He said, "The fuel for taqwa is crushing of the evil desires. Crushing of the desires. When the desire is going against the command of Allah Ta'ala, take the pain on the heart. Take that pain. Take that pain. And then you see, you get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. This becomes the fuel for taqwa. This is the thing that will give the person the elevation and he will move towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala."
اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے.
The condition is that this person must be an عاشق صادق. He must have that love for Allah Ta'ala. He must have the محبت for Allah Ta'ala. You cannot do it without the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. If today I was just thinking in the Quran Majid, the ayat came, أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not come? Has the time not come for our hearts to change? How long are we going to still continue like this? In that indifference and in that negligence. When mouth is coming, we don't know. How soon it's going to come, how far it is away, that only Allah Ta'ala knows. But how long are we going to continue in this life of indifference, this life of negligence, this life of sin and disobedience to Allah Ta'ala? Has the time not come? Did Allah Ta'ala not give us the month of Ramadan Mubarak? Is life not there for us to make tawbah? The health is there, the life is there, the opportunity is there. Myself and all of us, make sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala on this Mubarak night. And Ya Allah, we make sincere tawbah from all our sins. And O Allah, give us the tawfiq and give us the courage, in the words of my Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, to fight nafs and shaitan like lions. Oh Allah, you give us the courage. We are too weak. Ya Allah, you give us the courage. We are tempted by little things. Little things tempt us and we disobey Allah Ta'ala. We break the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And remember, we use Allah Ta'ala's given ni'mas to disobey Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's given ni'mas we use to disobey Allah Ta'ala. My respected friends and brothers and myself, take up that courage and fight nafs and shaitan like lions. That my Allah is displeased. I will break my heart. I will disappoint myself, but I will not break the command of Allah Ta'ala. I will not break the hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے.
Make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us that type of hearts which are filled with the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala put the fire of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala to my heart, into our hearts. The ishq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. My friends, those that have got the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, you will find outwardly sometimes they have got nothing. Outwardly you will find them maybe in shacks or what, but they don't worry about that because dil mein khaliq jannat liye. What they've got in their heart, they don't even worry about Jannat. Why? Because in their heart they've got the Khaliq of Jannat. They've got the Creator of Jannat in their heart. What do they want? What does this, all these, you know, just reading about Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. You know, the simplicity. You know, today we worry about and we think that happiness lies in the material things of this world, in the best of vehicles, in the best of furniture, in the best of homes. The reality is this, that peace and contentment and satisfaction, the peace of the heart, it lies, and the happiness of the heart lies in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returns from Ghazwa-e Tabuk. It was the Mubarak habit of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when he left on any journey, then the last thing that he would do was go and visit his daughter Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was the most beloved daughter of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on one occasion she was walking. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions that even her walk was just like that of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Fatima. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means love for her. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even mentioned to her that after he leaves, after he makes parda from this world, the first one, the family to meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. However, on the occasion of Ghazwa-e Tabuk, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returns, and his Mubarak habit was that when he would come back from a journey, look at, you know, the muhabbat between father and daughter. On the one hand, he's a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. But look at that muhabbat and that relationship that he's got with his daughter, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. So he comes and he goes to the house of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And against his normal routine, he returned. He didn't go inside the house. So Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, he quickly realized what had happened. She had put a curtain on her door. It was a bit flowery. And the children, Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the beloved grandchildren of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's some type of adornment that they put on Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, just because now the Nana is coming, he will see them, you will get happy. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this and he returned. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha sent a message to the father, I'll take this out, you come back. She realized, what adornment was that? Nothing. And for Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to someone, then go and prepare a necklace for her who dates, the seeds of dates, get a necklace of that type made and give it to her. Simplicity in the household of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who was this? His own daughter. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was he? So the simplicity. آخری ابھی کیا پڑھ رہے تھے جی سری دیٹ لاسٹ سٹینز اگین
مگر جو عاشق ہے سب خام کو سہدا ہے
جو عاشق ہے سب مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے
خام کو سہدا ہے
جی سو دس غم دیٹ وی نیڈ ٹو ٹیک دس از سم تھنگ دیٹ وی ول ہیو ٹو کنٹینیو یو نو ویدر we like it or not. My Shaykh Al-Mawla Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that this is something that we will have to do. He said if we could help it, would have just made you drink something and you would have become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. But that striving against the nafs, that we will have to do.
سلا عشق مجازی کا کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے
The stanza are here, there's a whole different topic altogether when it comes to عشق مجازی and the love that we find, the illicit type of love that we see in the world. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq, maybe in the next session or then tomorrow, inshallah, we will continue from here for the next few minutes. Inshallah, Mawla Hamza will address us for a few minutes, inshallah. With regard some ayat of the Quran and Majid. This is a night for ibadat. This is all ibadat in different form. There is no particular time limit. If there's anyone that wishes to leave, that is, please do not hesitate. Nobody is going to be thinking anyone about anyone that leaves. So if you feel comfortable to sit, you're most welcome. If you are tired, if you need to leave, by all means, you can leave. Inshallah, there won't be anyone that will be looking as to who's leaving and who's sitting. So those that wish to leave, you can leave. Inshallah, we'll continue with the program.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون صدق الله العظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى In His infinite grace and mercy, He has placed each and every one of us in this Mubarak environment. And surely it will be very disrespectful and also extremely ungrateful from our side if we do not fulfill the purpose for our creation. As we have just heard now, the importance of a person inculcating within himself the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this ayah that I have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention, وَمَا خَلَقُتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That this entire creation of the heavens and the earth, the entering of the night into the day into the night, the rain coming from the clouds and thereby the crops etc. coming up is for one and only reason. And that is for people to realize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and thereafter for them to make ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People have given different names and different topics, different types of understandings and different ways of explaining how a person gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has different injunctions, different types of instructions that need to be obeyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite grace and mercy, He has placed different rules by saying that if a person, he is unable to do it, for example, Salah is unable to do it standing, he must do it sitting, reclining. If he becomes unconscious, then for one day, if he does not, if he hasn't regained consciousness, then Salah becomes, it falls off. A woman who is in a state of impurity also, Salah falls off from her. And the person who, for example, is fasting, he cannot fast, he goes out on journey, whatever, then this will fall off from him. A person does not have enough funds for Hajj or for Zakat, there is no Zakat, there is no Hajj for him. But he says there is one thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given, and He has not given any concession for, and that is وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That if a person is looking for success, then he needs to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. As we just heard, that for a person to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly, in different forms of difficulties, in different forms of problems, in different types of situations, especially when it is of the negative type, then the person has to have the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas also goes on to say, he says that to such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given any concession regarding this fact of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly and making it a permanent feature within our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting, reclining, and thinking about simple things, not thinking about very, very sophisticated types of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran speaks about simple things that indicate towards His greatness. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi makes mention, he says one person, he saw a dream, and in that dream there was a caller calling out from the heaven, unseen. He's saying that, O people, gather your weaponry for a day of great fear and terror. So in the dream, this person is noticing that a lot of people are getting together. Somebody is bringing swords, somebody is bringing a bow and arrow, somebody is bringing different things. Up to such people who didn't have anything to bring, they even brought stones and sticks and came. After, if this whole multitude of people got together and they all bringing their weaponry, etc., this person calls out from the heaven again saying, this is not the correct type of weaponry that you have brought. So everybody is silent. One person stands up and he asks, then what would be the correct type of weaponry? So this person answers and he says, La ilaha illallah. The words La ilaha illallah, the words Subhanallah, the words Allahu Akbar, the words Alhamdulillah, this is the correct type of weaponry. And if we try and make and we conform that to our present day lives, then we find how much of effort in our day-to-day life is going through the material things of, and amassing, accumulating the material things of this world. But if a person really has the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then within his life, and as we also hear this, this bakar, dil bayar, a person would be involved in his day-to-day tasks, in his daily works, but at the same time his mind, his heart would be attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the one verse of Quran, Majid Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an dhikrillah. Wa man yaf'al dhalika fa'ulaika humul khasirun. Just to end off, like how if a person is looking at his balance sheet, or for example, a person, he got shares in different companies, somewhere, some across the country, somewhere here, somewhere there, and now he's looking, and he's looking at the rand dollar date, the rand dollar this rate, and he's looking with such, you know, tense, he's so, you know, worried as to know to make sure that he's not even losing anything. So with that type of feeling, if a person regards himself to be either a scorer or a loser when it comes to dhikr, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention that that person whose material wealth and his love, whether it comes to his wealth, his children, if these things become a means of averting him from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Then these are surely the losers. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He includes us from وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرًا, those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. And over and above that, we make a concerted effort, as has been mentioned in the Ash'ar, in the poetry as well, that to stay away from all types of evil. In that there will definitely be a lot of mujahada, but when a person, he constantly reminds himself of whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, then this constant thought will now give him that energy and also that fuel for him to build within himself the taqwa and also to stay from all sins. May dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that makes this night mubarak for us and that He allows us to spend this night in the dhikr. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.
Inshallah, we will make a short dua, and half an hour, 20 minutes after this, there will be some dhikr that will be made, inshallah. Those of us that wish to sit for that program, most welcome, but otherwise the others can leave. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا كريم الله يا رحيم الله. Oh most loving, caring, compassionate Allah. Oh most beautiful Allah. Oh most merciful Allah. Oh most forgiving Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, this is from amongst the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan Mubarak. Oh my Kareem Allah, this night du'as are accepted. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, Ya Allah, you give us without us asking you. Ya Allah, you inspire us with that which we should be asking you. Ya Allah, we do not know what to ask you for. We do not know how to ask you. Ya Allah, we have no respect in our asking. Ya Kareem Allah, you through your infinite grace and mercy, bless us from your treasures. Ya Kareem Allah, your treasures are unlimited. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you, your Zat. O my Kareem Allah, you become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, you become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zabi meri. O my Kareem Allah, if you become ours, then everything is ours. O my Kareem Allah, if you become ours, then everything is ours. If you are not ours, then nothing is ours. O my Kareem Allah, our families won't be ours. Our businesses will not be ours. Ya Allah, there will not be anything that will be ours if you are not ours. Ya Kareem Allah, you become ours and make us yours. Ya Kareem Allah, draw us towards you with your power of just. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, this Mubarak night we beg of you to cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, we have made our hearts into dirty and filthy bin bags. Ya Kareem Allah, we have committed sins and errors. O my Kareem Allah, over and over and over again. We have used your given bounties and your given ni'mas to displease you. The beautiful eyes that you gave us, O my Kareem Allah, and then instructed us to lower the gaze at certain places. Ya Kareem Allah, the places where you instructed us to lower our gazes, we raised our gazes. But O my Kareem Allah, you are so kind and compassionate. O my Kareem Allah, you are so loving. That in spite of us using your given nevers and bounties in your displeasure, you didn't make us blind, my Kareem Allah. You had the qudrat to make us blind. When we spoke haram, my Kareem Allah, you had the qudrat, oh my Kareem Allah, to make us dumb. When we touched haram, you had the qudrat to paralyze us. When we walked towards haram, you had the qudrat to order the earth to swallow us. Oh my Kareem Allah, you gave us respite. Ya Allah, you gave us the opportunity to turn to you. Ya Allah, you give the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. You give us the courage to fight nafs and shaitan like lions, my Kareem Allah. We are just too weak, my Kareem Allah. Nafs and shaitan have overpowered us. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar, hai kya hai mujhko tabah. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ نفس شیطان ہے اوہ پاورز میں کریم اللہ we cannot get up from those gutters Oh, Kareem Allah, the filthy waters are going into our mouths and into our nostrils, and we are complacent. Ya Allah, we are happy in the condition that we are. Ya Allah, change our conditions. Ya Allah, bless us with those hearts that you bless the awliya and siddiqeen with. Ya Kareem Allah, those brothers that are seated here. Oh my Kareem Allah, whoever is listening, through your infinite grace and mercy, bless each and every one of us. Ya Allah, with your muhabbat, with your ishq, with your ma'rifat, with your recognition, with the muhabbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let this night become a turning point in our lives. Ya Allah, let not anyone be deprived from this gathering. Ya Allah, bless each and everyone. Ya Allah, bless our families at home. Ya Allah, bless our parents, O my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive anyone of this Mubarak night. Ya Allah, forgive our major and minor sins. Ya Allah, forgive those sins that we have committed during the brightness of the day. Ya Allah, forgive those. Ya Allah, forgive those sins that we have committed during the darkness of the night. Ya Allah, we are immersed in sins. We are drowning in sins. Ya Allah, if you don't come to our rescue, Ya Allah, if you don't save us, Ya Allah, we are going to be destroyed. Ya Allah, we have regret and remorse over the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, if the regret is not there, then you create the regret in our heart. You create the remorse in our hearts are just too hard, my Kareem Allah. They are harder than rocks, my Kareem Allah. They are God blessed because of the gunas that we have committed. Ya Kareem Allah, change the condition of our dead hearts. Change the condition of our dead hearts. Ya Kareem Allah, there is no door that we can tap, and there is no one that we can beg, and there is no one that we can ask to change our condition. But you, my Kareem Allah, we are turning to you. Ya Allah, the begging bowls are raised before you. Ya Allah, do not disappoint us. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of this Mubarak night. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Bring our hearts back to life. Ya Allah, remove the filth from our hearts. Remove hatred from our hearts. Remove jealousy from our hearts. Remove pride and arrogance from our hearts. Remove hubb dunya from our hearts. The love of this dunya from our hearts. Remove hubbul mal from our hearts. The wealth of the, Ya Allah, the muhabbat of the wealth of this world, remove from our hearts. Ya Allah, the muhabbat from rank and position, remove from our hearts. Ya Kareem Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with sabr. Fill our hearts with shukr. Fill our hearts with your marifat. Fill our hearts with your recognition. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with contentment. Ya Allah, we have all the things of this world, but yet we do not have contentment. Ya Allah, we are always behind having more and wanting more. Ya Allah, give us contentment of the heart. Ya Allah, give us contentment of our heart. Ya Allah, bless us with Mubarak life. Ya Allah, whatever life of ours has passed. Oh my Kareem Allah, the wealth of this world will be able to bring that back. Ya Allah, whatever life is left, you give the tawfiq of using this life correctly in your obedience. Ya Kareem Allah, save us from your disobedience. Save us from indulging in anything that displeases you. Ya Allah, those of us whom you have blessed with parents, Ya Allah, bless them with long life, with afiyat and salamati. Give us the tawfiq to be observant of our parents. Ya Allah, when we were little, when we were infants, Ya Kareem Allah, our crying was the crying of the parents. Ya Allah, my restlessness was the restlessness of my parents. Ya Allah, if I didn't sleep, my mother didn't sleep. Ya Allah, if I didn't eat, my mother didn't eat. Ya Allah, if I was sick, she became sick. If I cried, it brought tears to her eyes. Oh my Kareem Allah, if I was restless, she also became restless. Oh my Kareem Allah, when my mother has reached old age, when she has become feeble, and when I am strong, oh my Kareem Allah, let her tears be my tears. Let her happiness be my happiness. Let her grief be my grief. Ya Allah, let my parents' grief be my grief. Let their happiness be my happiness. Ya Allah, you give me the tawfiq of serving my parents. Oh my Kareem Allah, if one or both of my parents have left this world, then Ya Kareem Allah, grant them the highest of ranks. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, in whichever way we have shown them any disrespect, Ya Allah, forgive our shortcomings. Ya Allah, forgive this Ya Allah, you make us sadaqah jariyah for our parents. Ya Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, Ya Allah, create muhabbat in the hearts of the parents for the children. Ya Allah, in the hearts of the children, create muhabbat and respect for the parents. Oh my Kareem Allah, the time that we are experiencing now. Ya Allah, where parents are being left in old age homes and they're sent to hospitals just to be there so that the children can go out and hunt. What zulm is being made on them? My Kareem Allah, give hidayah to myself and to their time. Ya Allah, this disrespect to the parents, how is there going to be barakat in our lives? Oh my Kareem Allah, give us the tawfiq to be khidmat of our parents. Oh my Kareem Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Ya Allah, we know that because of our disobedience to you, we experience so many problems and difficulties and arguments and fights within our homes. Ya Kareem Allah, remove the evil from our home. Ya Allah, make us obedient servants of yours. Ya Kareem Allah, fill our homes with barakah. Ya Allah, fill our homes with nur. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Ya Allah, give us compassion for one another. Give us consideration for one another. Oh my Kareem Allah, especially we as males. Ya Allah, if we have hurt the feelings of our partners, Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, give me and my friends the tawfiq to seek forgiveness. Ya Allah, let us seek forgiveness for our families. Oh my Kareem Allah, there's so many times, Ya Allah, that we say things in spite of whatever they do for us. Ya Allah, we treat them in such a way that they are nothing. Ya Allah, forgive this shortcoming of ours. Ya Allah, they are also your bandis. Ya Allah, they are your servants. Oh my Kareem Allah, if we have treated them harshly, then you forgive us and give us the tawfiq to seek their forgiveness. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to appreciate that khidmat that they make for us. Ya Allah, they look after their chastity, they look after our belongings, they look after our homes, they look after our children. Ya Kareem Allah, our families are sitting in their homes. Ya Allah, you through infinite grace and mercy, bless them, O my Kareem Allah. Just as you send your mercy to us, Ya Allah, let them be also drenched in your mercy and your maghfirat. Ya Kareem Allah, create Muhammad between our hearts. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, remove the differences. Ya Kareem Allah, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Ya Kareem Allah, today because of the wealth of this world and because of the things of this world, oh my Kareem Allah, brothers are not speaking to brothers and sisters are not speaking to sisters. Ya Allah, we have become enemies of one another just because of the wealth of this world. Ya Allah, give us the realization that we are going to be taking absolutely nothing from this world. Ya Allah, we came empty-handed into this world and we are going to be leaving empty-handed. Ya Allah, no one has taken anything from this world. Ya Allah, I say everything, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. Oh my Kareem Allah, nothing is mine. The moment my eyes close, it becomes someone else's. Oh my Kareem Allah, give us all realization. Ya Allah, let us not fight like cats and dogs over this, the worldly issues. Ya Allah, let us forgive and forget. Ya Allah, give us large hearts, oh my Kareem Allah. Expand our hearts, oh my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us emulate. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of ittiba' sunnat. Ya Allah, let us bring the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Ya Allah, the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he forgave his enemies. He made dua for his enemies. Ya Allah, people put thorns on his path and he blessed them with roses. Oh my Kareem Allah, what akhlaq Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Oh my Kareem Allah, the person that murdered and Ya Allah mutilated the body of his beloved uncle Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sending an invitation to him to save him from eternal fire of the akhirah. Oh my Kareem Allah, what was the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq to implement in our lives the sunnahs and the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, save us from all types of calamities. Ya Allah, the calamities are befalling the ummah and individuals one by one. Oh my Kareem Allah, we acknowledge that it is because of our weakness. Ya Kareem Allah, you give us an entire ummah of Nabi Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the realization that we need to turn to you. We need to put our relationship right with you. Ya Allah, create a bond with you. Ya Allah, grant us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot separate us from you. Oh my Kareem Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah. You help us. You assist us. It is a Mubarak night. Make the decision. We are the weakest of the weak. Ya Allah, how come so early? Allah, Ya Kareem Allah, how come so early? Ya Allah, how come so early? ہم خطا کار ہیں, ہم سیاہ کار ہیں, ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے بھگت ہیں. یا اللہ, ہمیں اچھے اچھی بھی ہم فلتی ہیں. We are گنہ کار, we are sinners. Oh my کریم اللہ, we are everything, but we are your servants. یا اللہ, we have been created by you. یا اللہ, we are your creation. You have created us. Ya Allah, you take care of us. You give us tawfiq. You give us hidayat. You give us guidance. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, those that are experiencing difficulties as far as their risk and sustenance is concerned. Ya Allah, bless everyone with sufficient halal risk. Oh my Kareem Allah, give everyone sufficient halal risk. Ya Allah, those that are involved in debt, oh my Kareem Allah, give them so much of halal risk. Ya Allah, that they can pay their debts. Oh my Kareem Allah, those that are having and experiencing other types of difficulties, Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, remove the obstacles, remove the problems. Ya Allah, those of our young daughters that are sitting at home, Ya Allah, waiting for good proposals, Ya Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, Ya Allah, let good proposals come to them. Ya Allah, safeguard our daughters. Ya Allah, when we send our daughters to the homes of others, Ya Allah, you safeguard them. Ya Allah, when we see what is happening today, when we see the injustice, when we see the zulm and the tyranny that is meted out for our daughters, oh my Kareem Allah, we feel even scared to send our daughters and get them married. Oh my Kareem Allah, you protect our children. Ya Allah, you protect our daughters. Oh my Kareem Allah, those of our young ones that get involved in all types of sins and vices, Ya Allah, protect them. Ya Allah, protect our youth that are in the universities and that are in colleges and that are in schools. Ya Allah, especially in those environments that are not Islamic. Oh my Kareem Allah, protect our youth. You make the ifadat. Ya Allah, make ifadat of the iman. Ya Allah, make ifadat of the chastity. Oh my Kareem Allah, you make ifadat of the akhlaq. Ya Allah, you protect them from all sides. Oh my Kareem Allah, give us a realization not to send our young daughters into institutions of this nature. Ya Allah, bless the ummah with correct understanding. Ya Allah, bless the ummah with correct understanding. Ya Allah, we are the ones that cause the problems for ourselves. But oh my Kareem Allah, we are weak. Ya Allah, you put our thinking right. Ya Allah, we are in need of your assistance. Ya Allah, you send your assistance. Ya Allah, our thinking is incorrect. Ya Allah, you make our thinking correct. Ya Allah, you give us a tawfiq to think it that way. Ya Allah, which is pleasing to you and pleasing to the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you help and assist us in our businesses. Ya Allah, make our businesses flourish. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq to have yaqeen in you. Ya Allah, that you are the giver. Ya Allah, it is not our businesses. It is not our professions. It is not our work that gives us our risk. Ya Allah, it is you that provide the risk. Ya Allah, therefore, let us make an attempt to earn halal risk. Ya Allah, those whose sources are of haram, of doubtful nature, Ya Allah, you give us that yaqeen. You give us that conviction, my Kareem Allah, that risk comes from you. If you wish, you can give it to us. Ya Allah, our problem, my problem and my difficulty, Ya Allah, is this that I haven't asked of you. Ya Allah, when I'm in need of anything, I'm running to A and B and C. Ya Allah, I'm taking on distress. Ya Allah, and I'm forgetting you. Oh, my Kareem Allah, that is where my problem is. Oh, my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, turn my focus towards you. Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited. Your treasures are unlimited. Ya Allah, I haven't asked of you. Ya Allah, forgive this major crime of mine. Ya Allah, I've asked your creation, but I couldn't ask you. I pleaded with your creation, and I didn't plead with you. I begged from your creation, and I humiliated myself. I embarrassed myself. Oh my Kareem Allah, and at the end, I got nothing. If I only had asked you, if I had performed two rakat salah, and I could have asked you, oh my Kareem Allah, your treasures are unlimited. Ya Allah, Allah, you would have given me from your treasures. Oh my Kareem Allah, if you didn't give me this world, you would keep it in store for me for the Akhirah. And when I reached the Akhirah, I would say that, Ya Allah, how nice, not one dua of mine would have been accepted in this world. Oh my Kareem Allah, give us that relationship with you. Let us speak to you. Let us ask of you. Let us make dua of you. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to establish this bond with you. Oh my Kareem Allah, remove the problems of the ummah of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Kareem Allah, the oppression, the tyranny that we are observing, Ya Allah, across the globe, Ya Allah, especially on the Muslims, Ya Allah, on women, Ya Allah, on infants, Oh my Kareem Allah, on children, Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, send down your rains of rahmat. Ya Allah, send down your assistance. Ya Allah, we sit so comfortably and make iftar. Ya Allah, we eat after Maghrib. Ya Allah, we eat after Isha. We sit comfortably and we have our sahri. Oh my Kareem Allah, there are those who are seeing at the time of sahri and iftar, they are seeing blood oozing. My Kareem Allah, they are in hospitals. Ya Allah, they are injured. Ya Kareem Allah, there is no one to pass a hand of affection over them. This is the ummah of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we acknowledge it is our weakness. Ya Allah, we acknowledge that it is our disobedience to you that brings about these types of conditions. Ya Allah, we are ashamed. Ya Allah, we seek forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive us and forgive the entire ummah of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't take us to task. Ya Allah, those of our brothers and sisters that are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, you bless them with shifa kamil, ajil mustamir. Ya Allah, there are so many that have requested for du'as. Ya Allah, those that are suffering from sicknesses like cancer and TB and so forth. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Raheem Allah, you give them shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustamir. Ya Kareem Allah, you are the one that gives sicknesses. Ya Allah, shifa is also from you. Ya Allah, if you wish, you will give shifa. Ya Kareem Allah, we seek from you shifa on behalf of all those that are sick, whether they are in hospitals or clinics or in the beds. Ya Allah, wherever they may be, Ya Allah, bless them with shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustamir. But oh my Kareem Allah, if sickness is what is muqaddar for them, then Ya Allah, take the pain away. Ya Allah, let them not suffer the pain. Ya Allah, remove the pain. Ya Allah, create people around them that will make the khidmat happily. Oh my Kareem Allah, bless everyone with shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustamir. Ya Allah, those that are experiencing other types of difficulties in their life, Ya Allah, remove the difficulties. Ya Allah, those of our brothers and sisters that are lingering in the prisons, unjustly Allah put into prisons. Oh my Kareem Allah, you make the intizam for them to be out of those prisons. Ya Kareem Allah, you make it easy for them. Ya Allah, make it easy for their families. Ya Allah, those of our brothers and sisters that have recently left this world, Ya Allah, pull their qabars with door. Ya Allah, bless their families with sabr-e jameel. Ya Allah, bless their families with sabr-e jameel and ajr-e azeem. Ya Allah, bless their families with sabr-e jameel and ajr-e azeem. Ya Allah, my young friends that are seated here. Ya Allah, my young friends that are seated here and that are making effort as far as their businesses are concerned. Ya Allah, you give them plentiful halal risk. Ya Allah, give them plentiful halal risk. Ya Allah, you make them happy and give them the tawfiq to make you happy. Ya Kareem Allah, make us all amongst your obedient servants. Ya Allah, these brothers that you have sent and that have seen that are seated and have raised their begging bowls before you. Oh my Kareem Allah, they have all come in search of your Muhammad. Ya Allah, they have come in search of you. Ya Allah, they have come to such a door where there is nothing to be distributed. Ya Allah, they have come to such a home, oh my Kareem Allah, that is absolutely empty. Ya Allah, they have come to such a place where there is no knowledge, there is no help. Oh my Kareem Allah, there is absolutely nothing. Oh my Kareem Allah, just as you bless with rizq zahir, Ya Allah, just as you bless with the sustenance of this world, just as you give us our food, you make the intizam of our food. Oh my Kareem Allah, these brothers that are in search of rizq batin, Ya Kareem Allah, you from yourself, Ya Allah, send it down to them directly. Ya Kareem Allah, here there is absolutely nothing. You know the conditions of the inside. Oh my Kareem Allah, you know the emptiness inside. You know the gunas inside. Ya Allah, you know the weaknesses inside. Ya Allah, you are aware. Ya Allah, you know the filth inside, you know the dirt inside, you know the amaki inside. Ya Allah, you are aware of everything. Ya Kareem Allah, this poem is not worthy of anything. Ya Kareem Allah, for your infinite grace and mercy, do not deprive anyone. Do not deprive anyone. Bless each and everyone. Ya Allah, make each and everyone muttaqi. Ya Allah, bless each and everyone with mukammal and kamil islah. Ya Allah, make our complete islah. Ya Allah, make us from your awliya siddiqeen. Ya Allah, make each and everyone from your awliya siddiqeen. Oh my Kareem Allah, draw us towards you with your power of jazz. You become happy and pleased with us. Ya Allah, bless us with the best in this world and bless us with the best in the akhirah. Bless us with all that khair that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has begged of you. Ya Allah, and protect us from all the evil that Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sought protection from. Oh my Kareem Allah, those that are of us that have little children, Ya Kareem Allah, you safeguard and protect them. Ya Kareem Allah, let their upbringing be done correctly. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq to make the tarbiyat correctly. Ya Allah, you safeguard them, you protect them, bless them with ilm and nafa. Oh my Kareem Allah, you bless them with ilm and nafa. Ya Allah, protect them from all the fitnas. Oh my Kareem Allah, those students that are seated here, that are studying the deen of Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you through your infinite grace and mercy, bless them with ilm and nafa. Ya Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Make us the coolness of our, the eyes of our parents. Oh my Kareem Allah, you bless us with the best in this world and bless us with the best in the akhirah. Ya Allah, each and everyone that is seated here has his own wishes and good wishes, desires, aspirations. Ya Kareem Allah, if you bless each and everyone with whatever his aspirations and desires are, oh my Kareem Allah, nothing, absolutely nothing, Ya Allah, even to the extent of one drop, oh my Kareem Allah, it will not decrease your treasures. Ya Kareem Allah, bless everyone with whatever his good aspirations, wishes and desires are. And so, my Kareem Allah, with our families that are sitting at home, Ya Allah, bless them also. Ya Kareem Allah, whatever each one's difficulties are, whatever each one's problems are, whatever each one's obstacles are, Ya Allah, remove the obstacles, remove the problems. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the differences, remove the arguments, remove the animosity, remove the arguments, my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, hame ek aur nek bana de, hame ek aur nek bana de. Ya Kareem Allah, agar che pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda, agar che pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda. Ya Allah, knowing that we are fully, Ya Allah, immersed in sins, we are dirty and filthy, we are acknowledging that. But oh my Kareem Allah, where do we go to? Agar che pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed e karam aaya. Oh my Kareem Allah, we are in shudu. Ya Allah, we are speaking. Ya Allah, we are talking in shudu. Ya Allah, open. Ya Allah, if you don't open, then where are we going to go? Ya Allah, we know that you are not the only for your pious servant. Ya Allah, even for weak ones like us. Ya Allah, dirty and filthy ones like us. You are there. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door. Ya Allah, we are begging at your door. Ya Allah, open your door. Ya Allah, do not deprive us. Ya Allah, do not send us back empty. Ya Allah, we know we are dirty and filthy. But oh my Kareem Allah, this time we have made sincere tawbah from our sins. Ya Kareem Allah, accept our tawbah. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah. Ya Allah, open the doors of maghfirat for us. Ya Allah, open the doors of mercy for us. Ya Allah, open the doors of your kindness for us. Ya Allah, you are Kareem Allah. And Kareem is that one who gives without deserving. Ya Allah, we know we are not deserving of anything. What we are deserving of is your wrath and punishment. Ya Kareem Allah, you are Kareem. Ya Allah, don't look at our weaknesses. Ya Allah, look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at his blood that was shed for this ummah. Look at his sacrifices that were made for this ummah. Oh my Kareem Allah, the shattering of his teeth. Ummah, Ya Kareem Allah, he's sacrificing whole life for this ummah. He's crying and making dua for this ummah. Oh my Kareem Allah, how much he begged for his ummah. Ya Allah, that same ummah we are in. Ya Allah, have mercy on us. Ya Allah, have mercy on the whole ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Kareem Allah, you grant us the best in this world and the best in the akhirah. Inna Allahu wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. آمين يا رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب.